Dedication of Basil Faber. To the worthy, honorable, and illustrious Christopher von Steinberg, my gracious Lord. How one should read the books of Moses, and what one should chiefly learn from them, are fully set forth by our beloved and highly honored father, Dr. Luther, in many places of his writings. Namely, one should first of all, and above all, concentrate his attention upon the very loving and comforting promises concerning our Lord and Savior, some of which are very clear and plain in the sacred writings of Moses, as Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Also Genesis 22:18, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Likewise, Deuteronomy 18:15, "Jehovah thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken." In the second place, attention should be given to the glorious and beautiful examples of faith, of love, of suffering, of patience, of prayer, and other spiritual characteristics and traits in the saints, as in Adam, Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and others. How God was disposed toward them, governed, protected, and heard them. And thirdly, study the examples of unbelief among the ungodly, and of the divine wrath and judgment, in Cain, Ishmael, Esau, in the flood, and in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. For all these are nowhere described more truly and fully than in the writings of Moses. And such examples illustrate, if they are rightly studied, how the entire Old Testament is to be used with profit, namely, that we learn to trust and believe in God from the examples of the saints set before us, how God received them, ruled and led them, and wonderfully protected them, but from the examples of the wrath and judgment of God, learn to fear him. Such passages are not only here and there in all the books of Moses, but in his first book he treats also the following important themes: whence all creatures, especially man, have their origin, also what sin and death are, and how man may be delivered from them and become truly pious, which every man seeks and desires, for these are the most important subjects of all the sacred scriptures. Likewise, how the church originated and grew, often came in need and danger, and was wonderfully preserved by God. The foregoing one should know, if he would read Moses, and especially his first book, Genesis. But so much is in these sound and useful lessons and explanations of Genesis by our honored father, Dr. Martin Luther, of blessed memory, that I will give a short account of it. And first, it is true that this dear and great man, our beloved father and prophet, Dr. Martin Luther, served the church to his last days in many and various labors. In his exposition of the prophetical and apostolical writings, he has most faithfully explained, enforced, and defended the doctrines concerning the forgiveness of sins, righteousness before God, and eternal salvation. However, his expositions of his beloved Genesis, as he delighted to call it, are a key or paragon to all his other writings and books, and a very rich treasure in which an excellent theology is gathered and formulated, as every diligent reader will find for himself. For what is now and then treated in many writings of Dr. Luther flow together here in one work, which might rightly be called Dr. Luther's Theology. Further, you find here, for the first time, many useful reports of all kinds of spiritual and theological discussions, as they spring up continuously, and especially critical and special instruction almost on every article of Christian doctrine, of God, of the three persons in the divine essence, of the creation, of sin, of faith and the forgiveness of sin, of law and the gospel, and how both doctrines are to be distinguished from one another, which have never been treated better and more fully than in this book. Also, of the true church of the papacy of Rome, against which you will find here very powerful storms almost on every page. against the Jews and all their lies, dreams, and fantasies, also some powerful discussions and strong refutations of their prejudices, comments, corruptions, and misunderstandings. In addition, also the correct exegesis or explanations of many difficult passages of the Scriptures, and strong consolation in all kinds of spiritual need and temptations, as against doubt and unbelief, the fear and the crisis of death, and the like. Also, the refutation of many false teachings and heresies, both old and new. In addition, some fine and useful histories illustrating the course of the gospel in our day. Likewise, prophecies concerning Germany as to its sad future because it lightly esteems the word and is so very unthankful, some of which have already been realized and others are about to be. Finally, you find at times, according to the drift and occasion of the expositions, good counsels and reports, also about external and worldly affairs, to know which fully is necessary, useful, and pleasant. Therefore, then, as I considered it a sin that such a treasure should remain only in the Latin language, and that others, who were unacquainted with it, should be robbed of it, especially since Dr. Martin Luther was the teacher and prophet of Germany, and in order that everybody, especially the fathers of homes and the people at large, might enjoy this treasure to their profit, advancement, and consolation, have I, in my weak ability, translated the first two parts of the exposition into German in the plainest and most faithful manner, and dedicated the same to your high honor and to other Christians of the nobility, who have been admonished to love and further such Christian works, for a testimony and praise that your Highness was disposed in a Christian and praiseworthy manner to further such useful church works, and heartily inclined to do them. May our beloved God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ grant that it may be helpful to many pious Christians. Herewith I commend your Highness and the benevolent Christians of the worthy nobility to the care and protection of Almighty God. Your humble, willing servant, Basil Faber, Magdeburg, St. Michael, A.D. 1557.